哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
Hallelujah, may the grace, joy, peace of the Lord be with everyone.
今天下午小弟想跟大家一起来学习的题目是胜过信仰上的仇敌。
This afternoon, the topic I would like to learn with everyone is overcoming the adversary of our faith.
我们来看彼得前书的第五章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8。
我们一起来读。
Let's read this together。
第八节和第九节。
Verses 8 and 9。
一二三，务要谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。第九节。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。阿们。在这里彼得写信给弟兄姐妹勉励提醒。
Here Peter wrote a letter to the members to encourage them.
第八节说他一定要谨守，而且要警醒。
In verse 8, it tells them to be of sober spirit and be on alert.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Because your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
所以在这里告诉我们在信仰上有一个仇敌。
So it tells us in our faith there is an adversary.
不是我们要去找他做仇敌去跟他作对，而是你不去烦他，他也要来找你。
We are not seeking out this adversary to be enemies with them, but when you don't seek them out, they will seek you out.
这个仇敌魔鬼要针对所有持定耶稣信仰的人，守耶稣诫命的人。
This adversary, the devil, he will work against anyone who holds on to the faith.
所以彼得说要小心这个仇敌，要警醒这个仇敌，而且要用信心，坚固的信心来抵抗他。
So Peter warns against this.This adversary to tell us to be on alert and face him with our faith.
虽然我们用眼睛看不到魔鬼，
although we are unable to see him with our eyes,
但是魔鬼是实实在在的存在，
but in fact he does exist.
而且是实实在在的要影响、攻击、打败我们的信仰。
And truly, he wants to affect and attack our faith.
这边告诉我们说他的工作是什么样子的呢？
Here it tells us how his work is like.
他说好像吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Here it says that he is like a roaring lion prowling around to seek someone to devour.
虽然他可怕，像狮子一样，要害人的命。
Although he is fearful like a lion.
他想要害人的命，要得着人的生命。
He wants to take the life of humans.
这个不是肉体的生命，是属灵的生命。
This is not our physical flesh, but it is our spiritual life.
所以他特别针对那些已经受洗归入耶稣基督，得着在主里面做新造的人。
He especially targets those who have been baptized and are renewed and have received new life in the Lord.
那不是每一个人他都可以吞吃的。
And he is not able to devour every single one.
他在看，他在等，他在找那些可以吞吃的。
He is observing, he is looking and waiting patiently to see who he can devour.
那什么样子的人就是可以吞吃的呢？
What is the type of person that can be devoured?
我们来看生命记。
Let us look at Deuteronomy.
生命记的第二十五章。
Chapter 25.
生命记第二十五章。
Deuteronomy 25.
十七节。
Verse 17.
和十八节。
And 18.
十七节，你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎样待你。
Remember that.Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you came out of Egypt.
第十八节，他们在路上遇见你们，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。
18. How he confronted you on the way and attacked among you all the stragglers at your rear when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God.
好，在这里提到了以色列民出埃及前往迦南美地。
It speaks of the time when the Israelites left Egypt and they were heading towards Canaan.
他们在走这个旷野的道路。
They were walking in the wilderness.
旷野中有很多的操练。
There was a lot of trials in the wilderness.
食物不足的操练。
There was not enough food.
水不足的操练。
They were lacking water.
大而可怕旷野路难行的操练。
The fearful wilderness where the roads were very hard to walk on.
还有其中的一个操练，就是有仇敌要来阻挡他们，不要他们经过旷野进到迦南美地。
And in addition, there are adversaries who come to seek them out to prevent them from entering into the beautiful land.
以色列人走旷野路的这个过程，就好像今天我们在行走信仰道路的过程。
The path that the Israelites took in the wilderness is likened to our journey of faith today.
圣经告诉我们，以色列民过了红海的时候，在云里，在海里，好像就是受洗归入了摩西。
The Bible tells us that when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, when they passed through the sea and the clouds, then it is likened to us being baptized today.
他们那时候是说受洗归入了摩西。
At that time, they were being baptized into Moses.
那摩西预表的就是耶稣基督。
And Moses represents Jesus.
所以我们受洗归入了耶稣基督。
So we are baptized into the Lord Jesus.
那这个不是信仰的终点，我已经结束了。
This is not the conclusion of our faith.
以色列人过了红海之后，前面面对的是什么？旷野路。
What did they face after walking through the Red Sea? It was the wilderness.
他们要经过这个旷野路，跟随着神，跟随着约柜，跟随着云柱火柱，最后面才能够进入到那个迦南美地。
They had to walk through this wilderness following the Lord in the ark or the pillar of cloud or fire to enter into the beautiful land.
就好像今天我们受洗过后，也要走在主路上，一直直到回到天家为止。
Just like today, after we are baptized, we have to continue on this journey of our faith following the Lord until we return to heaven.
所以以色列民在旷野路上所遇到的挑战，也是可以预表的今天我们在属灵信仰生活上会遇到的挑战。
So the challenges that they faced in the wilderness can prefigure the challenges that we will face today in our journey of faith.
那这里主耶稣，这里神特别提醒以色列百姓，你们要纪念亚玛利人在你们旷野路上是怎么带你们的。
Here God especially highlighted that they should remember what Amalek did to them.
他们就是你在旷野路上的仇敌。
They were the adversary in the wilderness.
他要夺去你的生命，不让你进入到迦南美地。
They wanted to take your life and not let you enter into the beautiful land.
他没有办法打败整个以色列百姓。
They were not strong enough to be victorious over the whole Israelite army.
但是他特别去找那些可以吞吃的，可以打败的。个别的击杀他们。
But they sought out those that they were able to devour and fought them.
第十八节。
In verse 18.
说在路上遇见你，这个遇见，遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人。
Here it says how he confronted you on the way and attacked among you all the stragglers at your rear.
这个遇见不是偶然遇见的。
This was not a occurrence that they met
them. 他是特别去寻找那些可以被打败的，可以吞吃的，就好像吼叫的狮子魔鬼一样。
They purposely sought out those that could be devoured just like the roaring lion.
所以在这里有两个怎么讲，有两个特质，这个被打击杀的有两个特质，第一个就是疲乏。
There are two special characteristics of those who can be devoured, the first being those who are tired.
第二个就是近后边软弱的人。
And the second is the stragglers at the rear.
所以亚玛利人击杀了以色列当中疲乏及近后边的。
So the Amalekites, they attacked those who were stragglers and those who were tired.
那今天撒旦魔鬼也是一样。
Today it is the same with Satan.
要针对那些疲乏的，要针对那些在近后边软弱的。
He is attacking those who are tired and weary and those who are strugglers.
那我们首先来看什么叫做疲乏。
So let us first look at what does it mean to be tired.
怎么样的人会疲乏呢？
What type of person is tired?
我们在撒母耳记上这边可以看得到。
Let us see in 1 Samuel.
有一次以色列百姓出去征战。
Once the Israelites went out to fight.
撒母耳记上的第十四章。
In chapter 14 of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上十四章。
1 Samuel 14.
那一天甚至以色列人得胜了。
And they were victorious that time.
但是他们疲乏了。
But they were tired.
我们看14章的第28节。
We will turn to 1 Samuel 14:28.
撒母耳记上14章的28节。
1 Samuel 14:28.
百姓中有一人对他说：“你父亲曾叫百姓眼眼的起誓说，今日吃什么，今日吃什么的，必受咒诅，因此百姓就疲乏了。”
Then one of the people responded and said, Your father strictly put the people under oath, saying, Cursed be the man who eats food today, and the people were weary.
这时候君王扫罗带领百姓去征战。
At this time, Saul the king had brought the people out to go fight.
或者他的想法是说，我们要专心的打仗，不要去想这个要煮东西、要吃东西这些事情。
In his mind, he thought that we need to focus on the fight and not think about food.
要专心的 打败敌人, 虽然一开始他们得胜了,
although they were victorious in
the beginning, 甚至敌人在他面前逃跑了,
and the enemies ran in front of them,
但是他们没有办法追赶, 而且大大的得胜,
but they were not able to continue pursuing them and have a big victory.
在这边讲到说, 百姓疲乏了, 给敌人溜掉了,
here it says that the people were weary and the enemies ran off.
一个原因就是什么? 没有吃东西, 所以他们肚子饿啊。
One of the reasons is because they did not eat, so they were hungry.
所以没有吃东西，当然肚子会饿，就会疲乏困倦。
So when you don't eat, of course you would be hungry and you would be weary.
没有力气。
You will not have strength.
那在属灵的角度上来看也是这样。
And it's the same way in our spiritual life.
我们每天都吃得很健康、很营养，让照顾好我们的。 属肉的身体,
Every day we eat healthy foods to keep our fleshly bodies healthy.
但是今天我们属灵的人是怎么样的呢?
But how is our spiritual life?
是疲乏的, 是挨饿的, 还是健壮的?
Is our spiritual being weary or strong?
我们要让身体健壮, 我们就要吃营养的食物。
If we want our fleshly bodies to be strong, then we will eat healthy foods.
而且每天都要吃。
And we will eat this every day.
那我们属灵的生命也是如此。
And it is the same for our spiritual life.
我们一定要每天吃属灵美好的食物。
We must eat of the good spiritual food every day.
其实就是神的话。
And this is the word of God.
这样子我们才不会疲乏困倦。
Then we will not be tired and faint.
成为那个软弱可以吞吃的目标。
Becoming the target that is can be devoured.
我们看以赛亚书的第55章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书55章
Isaiah 55
第一节
Verse 1
以赛亚书55章第一节
Isaiah 55 verse 1
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来没有银钱的也可以来你们都来买了吃不用银钱不用价值也来买酒和奶
You there everyone who thirsts come to the waters and you who have no money come buy and eat Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
第二节,
2.
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？ 你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance.
第三节,
3.
你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。Incline
your ear and come to me, listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercies shown to David.
在这边是神借着先知向人发出来的邀请。
Here is an invitation that God spoke through the prophet.
饥饿的、干渴的都可以来。
Those who are thirsty and those who are hungry can come.
可以来买。
You can come and buy.
甚至不用银钱、不用价值来买酒和奶。
Without money and without cost, you can come and buy wine and milk.
今天这几年，你到超市发现东西一直在变贵。
These years, we can notice that because of inflation, everything is becoming more and more expensive.
要喂饱一家人更加的困难。
It is becoming harder and harder to feed a family.
但是属灵的食物，
But the spiritual food
却是免费的，
is free.
却是非常有价值的。
It is of great value.
我们只要愿意来到主这里，
As long as we're willing to come before
the Lord, 侧耳而听,
incline your ears to listen.
只要我们愿意在家里面空出一个时间,
as long as we're willing to spend some time at home,
打开圣经,
open our Bible,
就能够得着这属灵美好的食物,
then you can receive this beautiful, good food, spiritual food.
这个不用花钱的, 我们反而有时候把它看轻了。
This that we don't have to spend any money, we look down upon
sometimes. 但是这个不用花钱的才是真正有价值，真正有能够使人得到饱足的。
Yet this that is free is actually what can truly make one full.
哦，来留意听神的话。
Let's listen carefully to the Lord's.
其实它才是真正的美物，真正的肥甘，能够让我们的心灵满足而且喜乐。
This is what is actually good and what can help us be full in our spirit.
主耶稣也是讲一样的。
And Jesus said the same.
我们看约翰福音的第六章。
Let us look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
约翰福音六章二十七节。
John 6:27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him the Father God has set his seal.
这是一个比较。
This is a comparison.
我们既然为那个必坏的食物如此的劳力，
since we toil so much for that food that perishes,
我们更应当要为那存到永生的食物加倍的努力。
How much more should we toil for the food that lasts for eternal life?
从哪里可以得着这存到永生的食物呢？
Where can we receive this eternal food?
来到主耶稣这里。
We come before the Lord Jesus.
只有主耶稣能够把这美好的食物赐给我们。
Only Jesus is able to give us this eternal food.
第六十三节。
Let's turn to verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh provides no benefit. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
好，所以什么就这个食物是什么？就是主耶稣所说的话。
So what is this food? It is the words that Jesus has spoken.
就是灵，就是生命。
It is spirit. It is life.
主耶稣来不只要让我们得着生命，而且要得着的更丰盛。
Jesus did not come just to give us life, but to have it more abundantly.
那我们所要做的就是来听他的话，来用他的话，真的把他的话听到心里面，那我们的生命就能够更加的丰盛起来。
And what we need to do is come and listen to his words, to truly absorb his words and apply it to our life so that our life can be more abundant.
我们一定要借着神的话，让我们的心里有力量，有坚固，来抵挡魔鬼。
Through God's words, we have to rely on it so that we are our spirit can have strength and we can fight against the devil.
其实魔鬼在时常在攻击我们。
In actual fact, the devil is always attacking us.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音的十三章。
Chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。
John 13.
十三章的第二节。
Verse 2.
约翰福音十三章第二节。
John 13, verse 2.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
During supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him.
后来加略人犹大他卖了主耶稣。
We know that Judas ended up betraying the Lord.
好，但是在这里告诉我们，魔鬼将卖耶稣的意思放到他的心里面。
But here it says that the devil had put this thought into the heart of Judas.
当然我们不可以说这都是魔鬼的错，那个犹大他是无辜的。
Of course, we cannot say that Judas was innocent and it was all the devil's fault.
对，犹大他最后也是照着这个意思，而且把它执行出来了。
Because he chose to go through with this thought.
当他把它执行，对，那当他后来醒悟过来的时候，已经太晚了。
When he came to, then it was already too late.
哦，所以一个人心中如果没有神的话
，So if a person does not have God in their hearts,
哦，他是软弱，是疲乏的
，If they are weak,
属灵上
in their spirit,
那魔鬼其中的一个方法怎么得到这个人呢
？Then one of the ways that the devil uses to devour the person,
就是把不正确的思想把它放在这个人的心中。
to put the seed of incorrect beliefs into this person's
heart. 那当一个人没有神的话的时候，
so when a person does not have the word of God,
他就没有办法去分辨。
They do not have a heart of discernment.
哦，所以这也是为什么我们一定要常常有神的话在我们的心中。
This is why we have to often have the word of God into our hearts.
我们来看希伯来书的第四章。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews 4.
四章十二节。
Verse 12.
希伯来书四章的第十二节
Hebrews 4 verse 12
神的道是活泼的是有功效的比一切两刃的剑更快甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开连心中的思念和主意都能辨明
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart
这边告诉我们神的道是活泼的是有功效的
Here it tells us the word of God is living and active
它的功效是什么呢
What is its purpose
它能够在我们心里面帮我们辨明我们心中的思念跟主意
It is able to discern our thoughts and intentions of the heart
帮我们辨明说这个主意是不对的甚至这个主意是从魔鬼来的
To help us understand that this thought and intention is bad or if it's actually from the devil
如果今天我们没有神的话在我们的心中
Today if we do not have the word of God in our hearts
那很容易的或者在不知不觉当中就被魔鬼牵着就走了也不知道
Then very easily or unknowingly we may be led astray by the devil
醒悟过来的时候已经离主耶稣很远了
When we are awakened then we have left we are really far from the Lord
我们来看希伯来书第二章
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2
二章的第一节
Verse 1
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理恐怕我们随流失去
For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it.
这个世代是险恶的世代，而且更加的险恶。
This is an evil time.
借着社交媒体、网络、有更多的资讯。
Through the internet and social media, we come into contact with a lot more information.
但是这个资讯、这些潮流、很多的背后，其实是魔鬼。从魔鬼来的思想跟主义。
But a lot of this information and trends that we are exposed to are oftentimes rooted in thoughts of the devil.
越来越偏离圣经当中的教导。
They are very far away from the teachings of the Bible.
那我们整天在这样子的一个资讯的前面。
And when we are immersed in this information,
不管是在学校，不管是在社会，就算在自己的家里面，在吸收这些资讯。
Whether at school or at work or even at home, if we're absorbing all of this information,
这个实际上对我们的属灵生命有一个很大的危险。
This is very detrimental to our spiritual life.
这个危险是什么呢？就是随流失去。
What is this danger is that it can drift us away from.
能够把我们的心带离了耶稣基督。
It is able to bring our hearts away from the Lord.
虽然我们每个礼拜还来教会。
Although we come to church every week.
但是我们的心却渐渐的偏斜了。
But our hearts are slowly drifting away.
那要怎么办
？Then what can we do？
在这里已经告诉我们要越发郑重所听见的道理。
It tells us here that we must pay much closer attention to what
we have heard. 只有主的话能够帮助我们。
Only God's word can help us.
神的话是大有功效。
God's word is powerful.
我们要每天食用主的话，每天来到主这里。来到圣经来吸收学习神的话。
We have to consume God's words every day. We have to open up the Bible and consume His words.
神的话就能够让我们健壮起来。
His words can strengthen us.
神的话就能够帮助我们，当魔鬼的思想潮流要进入到你心里面的时候，你很快的就能够辨明这个不是属神的。
God's words are able to help us discern when the devil's words try to enter into our hearts that we're able to know that this is not from the Lord.
好，那这个就是第一点，就是疲乏的人是因为没有食物，所以我们所要做的就是要保持自己属灵的生命健壮，常常读圣经。
So this is the first point is that those who are tired is often because they are hungry and so what we need to do is continue to consume God's word every day so we remain strong.
思想神的话
We consider God's words.
我们教会有每日的读经计划。
We have a Bible reading in our church.
我们要实际的去阅读。
We have to carry this out and actually read the Bible.
哦，那当然啊，我们除了读神的话。
Of course, other than reading the Bible,
我们也要祷告。
We have to pray.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书三章的十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
以弗所书三章第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner self.
我们需要干粮，我们需要水嘛？那这个圣灵就是什么？就在我们的心中是一个活水的泉源。
We need food and as well as water. So what the Holy Spirit is within us is a well of living water.
好，所以借着神的话，借着祷告，尤其是圣灵里面的祷告，让我们的心里的力量能够刚强起来。
So through the word of God as well as prayer, especially prayer in the Holy Spirit, we are able to be strengthened with power through in our inner self.
好，所以第一个疲乏的人是。可能被吞噬的人。
So the first type of person is that can be devoured is one who is tired.
所以我们要警醒。
So we have to be vigilant.
不要让自己疲乏。
Do not let yourself become weary.
一定要在属灵的粮食、属灵的水里面来饱足。
In our spiritual
food and water.
Food and water, we have to be full.
好，那第二种人啊，是什么样子的人会被吞吃呢？或者是被亚玛利人打败呢
？What is the second type of person that the Amalekites attacked？
近后边就是那些脱离大队的人。
Is the stragglers at the back？
好，在圣经当中讲到了有一群人，他们被打败了。
So in the Bible, it discusses a type of person that was defeated。
对，我们来看这个士师记。
Let's look at Judges.
士师记的十八章。
Judges 18.
士师记的十八章，第我们来看二十七、二十八。
Let's look at Judges 18:27 and 28.
但人将米迦所做的神像和他的祭司都带到拉邑。见安居无虑的民，就用刀杀了那民，又放火烧了那城。
Then they took what Micah had made and the priests who had belonged to him and came to Laish, to a people quiet and unsuspecting, and struck them with the edge of the sword, and they burned the city with fire.
二十八节，并无人搭救，因为离西顿远，他们又与别人没有来往。
And there was no one to save them because it was far from Sidon and they had no dealings with anyone.
好，我们在这里哈，重点是放在这些人拉邑人。
So we were focusing on the people at Laish.
这边对他们有一些描述，他们过得很快乐，无拘无虑，过自己的生活。
There are some descriptions of them. They are people quiet and unsuspecting.
他们遇到危险的时候
，when they face danger.
没有人来搭救他们。
No one came to help them.
这边告诉我们，因为他离西顿远，而且第二个，他们又与别人没有来往，所以当他们遇到事情的时候，也没有人知道，他也没有朋友来帮助他们。
So in verse 28, it tells us the reason was because they were far from Sidon and they had no dealings with anyone. So when they came into trouble, no one knew that anything happened to them.
好，所以在亚玛利人他们要击杀以色列人的时候，那个大队的以色列人他们没有办法攻击，因为他们更强。
So for the Amalekites, when they were fighting the Israelites, they could not fight the big group that was traveling.
但是如果有几个人落在近后头啊。落单的，他们就去追杀、击杀那些落单的。
But if there were stragglers from the big group, then they would attack those people.
因为他们跟人离得远啊，也救不到他们。
Because they were far away from the big group, and no one can save them.
好，那这属灵来说是什么？也是一样啊。今天我们不要成为那个落单的。
So what does this mean in the spiritual sense? It's the same. Let us not be stragglers.
刚刚我们讲到的读经、祷告，这是我们个人的灵修。
We had mentioned just now the reading of the Bible and to pray. This is cultivating of oneself in the spirit.
但是我们今天要抵挡魔鬼，不只是我们个人的工作而已。
But today, when we are fighting against the devil, this is not the work of an individual person.
我们一定要弟兄姐妹互相的扶持。
We have to support one another.
我们来看传道书。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
传道书四章的第十节。
Verse 10.
传道书第四章第十节
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10
若是跌倒这人可以扶起他的同伴若是孤身跌倒没有别人扶起他来这人就有祸了
For if either of them falls the one will lift up his companion but woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up
所以另外一个重要怎么样抵挡仇敌的呢就是要互相的扶持
So another key point for us to defend against our adversary is to help one another.
就算我们自己比较软弱的时候
When we are weak,
如果我们能够有同伴跟我们一起走这个信仰的道路
If we have a companion to walk on this path journey of faith,
在我们软弱的时候在我们也跌倒的时候他能够伸出援手来扶持我们
When we are weak, when we fall down, they are able to reach out their hands to lift up us.
那这样子对那这样子我们就能够被扶起来就不会被如果在刚刚照这个刚刚讲的就不会被魔鬼吞吃掉了
Then we will be able to come back up and not be stragglers and devoured by the devil.
那当然其中最重要的就是夫妻的关系
And of course, within all of this, one of the most important relationship is between husband and wife.
夫妻结婚在主里面圣经的教导要成为好的帮手
Within a marriage, the two parties are good helpers to each other.
要同走这个信仰的道路。
They're walking on this path of faith together.
其中一个最重要的帮助就是在信仰上互相的提醒。
One of the most important help that they can provide is within their faith.
在思想走偏的时候。
When one's thought may drift away.
当信心软弱的时候。
When they are weak in their faith.
一定是夫妻最快警觉得到
Their partner will be the one who can discover this as early as possible.
我们就要尽快的、赶紧的，在他软弱的时候，赶快的鼓励他。
Then you have to quickly, when they are weak, encourage them.
等到已经出事情的时候，教会发泄的时候，有时候都已经比较困难了。
It becomes harder if they actually act out upon these things and the church discovers their weakness.
所以我们夫妻一个最重要的就是在信仰上互相的提醒，互相的扶持。
So, in a marriage, one of the most important support one can give is within the faith.
那第二个就是自己的，也是在自己的家人，可能是自己的儿女。
The other type is within your family, it could be your children.
我们看这个是箴言。
Let us turn to Proverbs.
箴言的十九章。
19.
箴言十九章的十八节。
Verse 18.
箴言十九章第十八节。
Proverbs 19, verse 18.
趁有指望，管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death.
今天在一个家庭当中人跟人的距离有时候虽然住在同一个家但是人跟人的距离蛮远的
Today, within a family, the distance between hearts may be very far
甚至都没有一起吃饭
One may not even eat with their family
或者就算在吃饭的时候自己都在看手机
Or if they're eating, they may be staring at their phones
所以人跟人的距离蛮远的
So people are very distant from each other.
但是我们做父母的有一个责任。
But as parents, we all have responsibility.
要用主的教训跟警戒，好好的来养育儿女。
You have to discipline your children within the Lord.
我们的心不可任他死亡。
You cannot desire their death.
要为他祷告。
You have to pray for them.
爱他。
You love them,
不是为了我们自己的面子
not for yourself,
而是真的为他的灵命来祈祷来教导
but because you care about their spiritual life and you teach them in that way.
不要让他孤单。
To not let them be alone.
你要陪伴他。
You have to accompany them.
因为一个人在孤单的时候，
Because when one is lonely,
特别是魔鬼要吞吃的对象，
They become the targets of the devil.
好，那再来我们来看以腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
这里讲到的是在教会里面。
Here, this is within the church.
腓立比书四章的第二节。
Philippians 4, verse 2.
我劝有阿蝶和寻都基要在主里同心。
I urge Eudoia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.
第三节。
3.
我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。还有格利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Indeed, true companion, I ask you also help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement, as well as the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
有两个姐妹，她们没有办法一起同工啊。
Here mentions two sisters who are unable to work together.
可能什么时候讲了一句话得罪了对方。
Perhaps they have spoken something that, that offended the other.
所以以后在教会里面，在就都来教会，但是都不讲话。
So although they both come to church, they do not speak.
有些人真的是这样。
Some people are this way.
他常常来教会。
They come to church often.
他说我只见耶稣。
And they say I'm only looking at the Lord.
我不管弟兄姐妹。
I don't care about.
我跟耶稣好就好了。
I just need to be close to God.
但是保罗说。
But Paul says.
我们这样子好像。很孤单的弟兄姐妹们，我们特别要关心他。
We have to care especially for those lonely members.
要跟他建立关系。
We have to establish relationships.
因为这条信仰的道路上。
Because on this path journey of faith.
不是一个人自己孤单走下去的。
We do not walk it alone.
我们在主里面是一体的关系。
We are all one within the Lord.
是同坐肢体的。
We are all.Parts of the
你要走好这个，这让教会更加的健全，让主耶稣的身体更加的荣耀。
You want when you want to bring glory to the Lord and bring make the house of God more full.
绝对不是一个人的工作。
This is not the work of one single person.
一定要弟兄姐妹相亲相爱，彼此同工，互相的提醒，互相的扶持。
All members have to love one another, support one another.
所以尤其是那些孤单的。
Especially those who are lonely.
哦。聚完会就赶快跑掉的。
Those who run away after the service.
我们要紧紧抓住他。
We have to grasp on to them.
最少跟他打一声招呼。
At least say hi to them.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
有时候一句哈利路亚。
Sometimes you just say hallelujah.
就可以拉近我们彼此的关系。
And that's enough to pull us.Close together.
我们不用急，
we do not have to rush things,
但是每个礼拜慢慢的建立关系。
But we can slowly, gradually build up our.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let us look at Hebrews.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
希伯来书十章二十四。
Hebrews 10:24.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let's consider how to encourage one another in love and good deeds.
二十五节，
25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日临近，就更当如此。
Not abandoning our own meeting together as the habit of some people, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day of drawing near.
魔鬼最怕的是什么？
What is the devil most afraid of?
如果我们每一个人都能够努力的读圣经，努力的祷告，吃得饱足。得到力量。
Every single one of us are able to work hard in reading the Bible and praying, and we are full in the Spirit.
而且不只是顾自己而已，而且相每个人彼此相顾，不让一个人落单，让魔鬼有机会。
Moreover, not only does one care for themselves, they also support one another so that no one is hungry in the spirit.
不要像当时候以色列人有软弱的、有落单、有疲乏的。
To not be like the Israelites of that time where there were ones who were weary and those who were struggling.
这个是写下来警戒，来做我们的警戒。
This is written for our warning.
那我们今天学习起来。
Today we learned this.
互相的关心。
When we care for one another,
彼此代祷,
and we pray for
来胜过信仰上的仇敌,
so that we can overcome our adversary of faith.
我们来唱赞美诗,
Blessing Him
172.
172.